share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Prime Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqob said that members from opposition parties are welcome to contribute to the country's fight against COVID-19, but that does not mean that there will be a unity government. On Monday, the 23rd of August, after inspecting the flood situation in Quetta, he said the opposition had shown an encouraging response to his offer to work together to fight COVID-19, and those who would like to do so can join the National Recovery Council or the Special Committee instead. They want to discuss, God willing. I will meet with them to discuss. They want to know what their role is, he said, according to CNA. The same with economic recovery. There is the National Recovery Council and they can also be involved in that. However, when asked if this meant that the opposition would be given cabinet roles, Ismail Sabri clarified that there will be no unity government. But cooperation does not mean they are in the cabinet. If they really want to help solve the COVID-19 issue, we have the Special Committee on COVID-19. They can contribute their opinions and ideas there, he said, adding that both sides can sit down and handle the pandemic and the recovery of the economy together. Meanwhile, Ismail Sabri said he will announce the cabinet lineup this week after obtaining the consent of the Yang Di Pertuanagong. He also urged the public not to believe any list of names of the cabinet lineup that have been circulating on social media, reported Astro Awani. It's all fake. Every day there is a new list. It's good also if it can help me, but I want to remind you not to believe it, it's all not true, he said. Also read, PM Ismail Sabri urges all MPs to come together to save Keluarga Malaysia. Source. CNA. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.